Nearly 3 years after U.S.-led forces overthrew the Taliban regime in Afghanistan, some Afghans say they see Americans less as liberators and more as occupiers. Military roadblocks and security checkpoints are a routine inconvenience for residents of the capital, Kabul. But Afghans complain most about the private American security guards who protect senior officials and help train a new police force. The U.S. Embassy is looking for ways to address the problem. Rachel Martin has this report from Kabul.
It's taken a while, but Malia Zulfikar has gotten over the shock of learning that the family house where she was born in Kabul used to be a Taliban prison.
I was born in this house, and this was a prison of Taliban for young men. And basically every taxi driver who drops me here, they say, oh, I've spent few nights here. And they were put here because they had long hair, or they were listening to music, or they were flying kites. So for me, you know, to reclaim and rebuild them means to somehow reconstruct the past.
This 40-something Afghan professor fled the country more than 20 years ago to escape the war against the Soviet occupation. 2 years ago, she returned to Afghanistan to reclaim her home. But just because the war is over and the Taliban is gone doesn't mean she can wander the streets of her hometown freely. Sitting in her living room in the upscale neighborhood of Sharinau, she tells several stories of being harassed, not by Afghans, but by Americans. The most disturbing incident, she says, was when an American security guard denied her entrance into a local photography exhibit.
He came with his machine gun, and I still stood. But then he took my arm and sort of just twisted me and shoved me outside the gate. And then he ordered somebody to take her.
Zulfikar says she was taken to an unmarked detention house in Kabul, where she was kept for 2 hours without ever being told why. With increased security in Kabul, she says more and more Afghans are being treated like second-class citizens.
I think that incident was very, very sad for me. But I really questioned their mannerism, their power, and what they can do to you. And it seems to me they don't have to respond to anybody.
Zulfikar, like many Kabul residents, complains most about the private American security firms that aren't regulated by the U.S. government. These firms are made up largely of ex-military men who are now making upwards of $400 a day to guard President Karzai and other top Afghan as well as U.S. officials. Kabul residents say these Americans drive too aggressively down narrow Kabul streets, brandish their automatic weapons in restaurants and shops, and treat every Afghan like a potential terrorist.
I think we're all concerned, many of the internationals here, and I myself as an American, that increasingly we're getting to be perceived as the ugly Americans in Kabul.
Andrew Wilder is an American who's been working in Afghanistan for more than a decade. He says even though there are more than 6,500 foreign troops in Kabul, mostly from Europe, it's the Americans who are getting a bad reputation.
There is a point where a liberating army can become an occupying army. And I don't think we're at that point yet, but I think we're moving in that direction. And I think that the U.S. government needs to go bend over backwards now to try to improve the perceptions amongst the Afghan public, which I think are now getting damaged by the behavior of a few.
It's an issue that the U.S. Embassy is taking seriously. Tight security restrictions prevent American diplomats from venturing out of their compound without bulletproof vests or a security detail. That means the only Americans on the streets are often these private security guards who've become, by default, the most prominent face of America in Kabul. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says the embassy is trying to recast its image among ordinary Afghans, but security concerns here often outweigh diplomatic bridge building.
The need for being open, for respecting the civilian Afghans in the way we drive, in the way we conduct ourselves, but at the same time, might be mindful that there are people out there who do not wish us well. And this is going to be a constant struggle, but we need to balance it.
But Afghans like Malia Zulfikar warn that while long-term American support is crucial to the reconstruction of Afghanistan, the battle for hearts and minds is won through trust and respect, not intimidation and fear.
I think it will create resentfulness. I think this is something that should come to the attention of people that are in power, that there has to be some sense of responsibility for some of the behaviors that they, I think, pursuing in this city.
U.S. Embassy officials say they formed several committees to look at how America's image has changed in Afghanistan over the past few years and how they can work with the American military and U.S. private security firms to improve it. Meanwhile, Afghans look forward to the day when the American soldiers and security guards can leave Afghanistan safely in the hands of Afghans. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.